Hey, good morning, Sioux Falls. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Christy. Hope everybody's having a great Tuesday. We start off with a pop quiz question. Answer at the end of the report. Here you go. Who says he is one of the most active celebrity tweeters and one of the biggest celebrity sports nuts? Is it TV's Ryan Seacrest, Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons, or Late Night's Jimmy Fallon? Answer in just a minute. Regarding stories that O.J. Simpson has been sending love letters from prison to Kris Jenner, Kim Kardashian's mom, I'm not surprised at this at all. Been stories for decades that O.J. and Kris were an item right after his friend Robert Kardashian and Kris broke up, right up until she started dating Bruce Jenner. I mean, back in the 80s, it was a long-running relationship. And is it true that Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, Denise, even once had a fling with O.J. Simpson after O.J. and Nicole broke up? That's a story that was floating around during the trial back, 20 years ago. Real estate news. Ellen DeGeneres bought Quincy Jones' house for $44 million 4 years ago. Sold it last week to Napster founder Sean Parker for $55 million. Made $11 million in 4 years. Heidi Klum says too many memories of ex-husband Seal, so she's selling the home that Seal and her bought cash for. They paid $25 million for a Brentwood estate. Should be a nice chunk of change for her on that deal, too. So show business. Dawn of the Apes did $73 million at the box office, but summer box office itself is down 25%. And movie ticket prices are headed up. And don't blame the theaters. Blame the studios. They're the ones behind this one. Odds and ends, Katie Holmes says she's never, ever recognized when she leaves the house wearing overalls, a tweed hat, and some old tennis shoes. And Sura usually has a mask on, so she's never recognized either. What is up with Lady Gaga? Dressing up in kimonos, darkening her skin, and had her eyes made slanted? She recently said she wanted to change her image and become a lot more normal. Still a nut. And setting the record straight, it is true. Trump Tower in Atlantic City closing bankruptcy. But it's not Donald Trump's fault, and he shouldn't be called a loser. Donald Trump saw it coming and sold the casino years ago. Just got 10% of the profits for them using his name. And the answer to the pop quiz question says he is the most active tweeter and is celebrity's biggest sports nut. Is it Ryan Seacrest, Jim Parsons, or Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jim Parsons.
Yes, Jim Parsons, who was at Wimbledon. He was at the World Cup. He'll be at tonight's All-Star Game. If there's a major sporting event, Jim Parsons is there. Hey, have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mike Evans, see ya.